Said to her mother, "I give up. Did you ever hear of vitamin therapy?" Well, I never heard of vitamin therapy. Your mother hadn't. And a friend of mine guided me to her son who lived in California. I was living in Miami, Florida at the time. So we flew out to California to this doctor who practiced alternative medicine. Mm-hmm. And the doctor gave this young girl a 5-hour glucose tolerance test. He fed her sugar, and she started shaking like a leaf. And it turns out she was hypoglycemic. That means simply a blood sugar imbalance.
Okay.
And when he treated her with diet and nutrients, things she was allergic to, and giving her the nutrients that she was deficient in, and she became well from mental
pulled
illness.
Pulled her out of a suicidal state.
Exactly. Ah. Exactly. And, you know, she had sliced her wrist with a razor and was dripping in her handbag. She was crazy.
Yes.
And when I saw mental illness reversed simply with diet and nutrition, I then started studying, reading books, and, of course, it changed my life. And that was 30 years ago. And now, I started studying, going to school with doctors and so forth. I was a businessman in Miami, builder, developer, restaurateur, had no concept of medicine. And then eventually I retired in 1984, and in a few years later, about 1990, I decided to do a book. And I did a book called Alternative Medicine, The Definitive Guide. It's a big silver book, and it's you can see it on Amazon.com. I did a second version in 2003. It was 1,100 pages, and now it's 1,250 pages, and it covered everything from A to Z, and all the supplements and therapies and all the health conditions. And I went to 380 doctors and had them contribute to the book, and I just compiled it and put it into simple language. Well, after that, I did another 17 books, one on cancer, one on chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, heart disease, and you kind of name it, enzyme therapy, and it goes on and on and on. I stopped doing books about a few years ago, and I had a magazine called Alternative Medicine Magazine, which is published in Boulder now by Inner Doorway. I sold that. I'm no longer associated there. But I started doing documentaries. I'm a filmmaker now, and I did one on cancer, and all of these documentaries the audience can see and listen to little pieces of, a taste of, in on the internet. I did one on cancer, and it's called Cancer Conquest.
Okay.
I did one on depression and anxiety and panic disorder, and incidentally, in addition to those, we have addiction is very much the same. But if you have someone with addiction, see this film on depression, because addiction is curing that depression, or trying to, by drugging themselves. You know, in other words, they're self-medicating with either drugs or alcohol and so forth. And it's
so a lot of times by curing depression, addictions will get handled in the process.
Exactly.
Because some people love to multitask, and they want to listen to you as well as be on the internet watching and taking a look at your website. Is that okay?
Well, sure. The website is burtongoldberg.com, B-U-R-T-O-N, Goldberg, G-O-L-D-B-E-R-G, one word, burtongoldberg.com.
Okay.
Up will come the films, and you can click on after the show, and you can hear pieces of the DVD. They're all extremely important, and I'll go over the highlights of them with the audience, what to look for and why it's important. If you have cancer, or if you know someone with cancer, and by the way, it's not a question, Ken, of will I have cancer. It's basically when. We are being poisoned to death. We're being starved to death in the land of plenty, and cancer is epidemic. The latest numbers that I have seen, and it was 1999 by the American Cancer Society, 50% of the men and 40% of the women, and these are 10-year-old figures now, or 8-year, let's see, 7-year-old figures.
Yeah.
40% of the women, 50% of the men will have cancer in their life. And when you compare that to 1900, when the cancer rate was 3% of the U.S. population would die from cancer, well, one is the incidence and the other one is the death, but it was only 3% in 1900 died of cancer. And today, every other man and every other woman will have cancer. And there's wonderful things you can do for yourself if you do. But the main thing to look at is what causes cancer. And all this information is in this DVD to help people.
That's wonderful. Where does a person turn? There's so many things out there, and the standard medical people, from folks that I've talked to, they can be very authoritative and very frightening when a person comes under their care.
Anybody who doesn't listen to them, they throw the fear of God in. oh, I won't handle you, and you're going to this and that and so forth. All they want to do is chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. And I'm not against chemotherapy, and I'm not against surgery. This film that I did is on integrative medicine. It's about the best of both worlds. But radiation is a no-no. This business of radiation, it comes back with vengeance. In the book I did in 1997 called Alternative Medicine, The Definitive Guide to Cancer. And if you want to read about these books, go to burtongoldberg.com, click the books, and on Amazon, I have 18 books listed with 5 stars. Click on to the book of interest. And in the case of the book on cancer, we give you the research. The research that in prostate cancer, the cancer may shrink a sum, but then it will come back with vengeance, and it doubles and quadruples the speed at which the cells replicate, the advance. So they're actually the research in that book, it's called Alternative Medicine, Definitive Guide to Cancer. But the DVD now upgrades everything and tells you about, you see, in stage 1 and 2, the patient can use alternative medicine and be for successful. And I guide people who have health conditions. I guide them as to diet, nutrition. We talk about dentistry. We talk about geopathic, the causations. We talk about how to open up the lymph system and how to clean the colon and the bowels and so forth. And of course, when I have these clients, I send them a little book on diet and nutrition. It's extremely important. The acid-alkaline balance. I mean, all these things you never hear of by conventional medicine. And when you ask a conventional doctor what causes cancer, the oncologist will say, well, cigarette smoking and the sun, and then we don't know. Well, they're ignorant. The truth of the matter is our doctors know the causes of cancer. And when you reverse the causes, you take away what caused the cancer, and feed the immune system, because ultimately it's your God-given immune system that kicks in and heals. The patients get over even end-stage cancer. And in the case of stage 3 and 4 cancer, you may need chemotherapy. And when I wrote the book in 97, I didn't believe in chemotherapy. Why? Because it works 20% of the time. A long-term range, it works 20% of the time. But when you use a special test out of Germany, and incidentally, that test is available in the United States, you ship the blood over to Germany on Monday and Tuesday in special glass vessels, you know, for drawing blood, and all the information is on my website. If you go up there to German blood test, no, or cancer blood test, click on there, you'll go to BioFocus. And I put it on my site because it's a German site and people get all confused. So I connected it so you can get onto my site. Click the American flag up on the right-hand side. It says Deutsch and English. Hit English. And up will come the site, and then it'll talk about the blood test that for oncology.
Okay, that's listed on your website right at the top under the banner that says cancer blood test.
Yeah, isn't it in a different color, blue?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
right.
And so by doing that, you'll read all about it. You'll send your blood over there, and usually you do it with your doctor, and they will tell you which chemos will target your cells. That's very, very important. Because not all chemos work. Even, for instance, I have one guy who has prostate cancer, and he is on an ovarian cancer drug.
Oh.
I have another patient with colorectal. This is all in the film. On colorectal, who's on Herceptin, which is for breast cancer. So you never know. And it works not only on your primary, but on the metastasized cells, the micro-metastasized cells. Those are the killers.
Metastasized cells are the worst.
Absolutely, because what works on the primary will not work on the metastasized cells, or even the micro cells that haven't even attached yet. This blood test is phenomenal. It's pricey. It runs about 1,850 euros. There's little lesser amounts too, which runs about $2,300. But when you realize that it will change from an 80% failure with chemotherapy to an 80% success rate, and then the doctors that I use or guide people to use low dose chemo, so you don't have the violent side effects, the losing of your hair. I mean, something's rotten in Denmark with that picture.
Yeah.
You lose your hair, you vomit, and you have to you have to have bloody teeth. I mean, it just destroys your body. But if you use the correct one and you use low dose, 20, 30, 40%, then and it's much more effective because they use techniques to get in. One uses full body hyperthermia, which opens up the cells and the cells take in the chemo. That's why you can use low dose. And if it's the correct one, it goes right to your tumor and knocks it out. And then the doctor feeds you nutrition. Now, conventional medicine doesn't feed nutrition intravenously or orally along with it. They say it's counterproductive, that it insults the chemo, but that's not true, because the medical studies in conventional medical journals overwhelmingly show that with the feeding of nutrition, the patient does well. And yet conventional medicine ignores all this. Now, I learned all this in Germany, and I found doctors in the United States and Mexico who do this kind of work. So it's
important. Now people have to get in contact with you to find these doctors.
Yes, they can call. Well, some of them are on the DVD, but it is best if they call me. I'll give you my phone number. 415 at San Francisco. 415-725-3555. And
all
I can do it again to them at the end of the show.
Sure.
So in the world of cancer, it's completely different than conventional, and yet it's the best of both worlds, or better known as integrative medicine. And in the case of depression, there is a Dr. Gant's questionnaire, depression questionnaire, on my website. So again, it was burtongoldberg.com. You click on Dr. Gant's depression questionnaire. So if you have anxiety or depression or a panic disorder, take that questionnaire, and anything that says yes, order from the doctor's supplier, because there's a difference in nutrient supplements. I have a son who I had him tested because he was drinking and smoking and so forth, and he was a young youngster, 17 years old. And I had his amino acids tested. These are special tests. They run about $800 between urine, saliva, hair, and blood. And he didn't have the amino acids he needed. His diet was terrible. Therefore, he was kind of becoming addicted. And I gave him these nutrients that the doctor had prescribed, and they worked beautifully. And then I wanted to save money and go to, the vitamin shop to pick up the vitamins. I thought it'd be, because that's a good company, and I figured they would have the same quality, but they didn't. He said, "Dad, they don't work as well." So I went back to the doctor and got his, because there is a difference in manufacturers. Not all nutritional supplements are equal. And
sure.
Some of these doctors who know. So that's why it's best if you order the nutritional supplements from him. But it'll give you an idea, and anything that the patient or the person taking the test says yes to, order and take it accordingly. And I have seen people who are on Paxil even come off Paxil, and that's a hard one to come in. We talked about how to get off these various drugs. And then if necessary, you can contact Dr. Gant directly from the website and for a meeting. But in other words, it is possible to get rid of depression and anxiety and addiction. And I have addiction places that do nutrition. They have an extremely high rate in the area of addiction, of an 80% success versus the normal 12-step program where the success rate is 20%. You know.
Wow, huge difference.
The 12-step program is important, but if you don't do the nutrition with it, and for addiction, for addicts, it's usually intravenously delivered. The results are miserable. They come back over and over and over again. But once you put that addiction program with the nutrition, the results are 80% for, I'm talking really serious crackheads. I've seen it.
Wow. That's supposed to be one of the hardest to break.
It is indeed. But the patient has to want to do, has to want to stay. And there's houses in Virginia that are the finest that I've ever seen. I've gone down there and I've interviewed the patients and I've seen it. I have a film shot. I haven't finished it yet. I haven't edited it on addiction, but it's very, very. It's the same story as depression, anxiety, and panic disorder. And then I just finished one about 6 months ago on stem cells, umbilical cord, legal in Mexico. And umbilical cord stem cells, not the embryonic that are created from feces, aborted fetuses.
Yeah.
They're umbilical. And I have a doctor in there by the name of Dr. Steenblock in Southern California who is an expert at this. And they have people who are blind seeing again. They have Lou Gehrig's disease reversing. Now, it isn't just giving them the stem cells. It's preparing the body to receive the stem cells, giving the body nutrition if it's deficient, and taking away some of the poisons in the body, the heavy metals. How important heavy metals are in reversing diseases.
Oh, and our environment has become quite toxic.
You know, I'm doing a film, and you saw Ken the other day when I was in Boulder, and this is an untitled film. We're operating under the name Do No Harm, and it's about human survival due to environmental insults. I'm doing that film now and raising money to complete it. We've shot 120 hours. It'll be an hour and a half film when it's finished. And it's about what causes Alzheimer's disease, what's causing autism, the needless deaths in hospitals and nursing homes. People don't realize that autism is up in the United States of America since 1970, 8,000% to current. 8,000%. In other words,
8,000?
8,000%. In 1970, there were 300 children diagnosed with autism in the United States. 300.
Okay.
Fast forward to now, 26,100 a year, every year, 26,100 children are with autism.
So in the 30 years, it's gotten eight times worse.
more than that. It's 8 times would be 800%.
Oh, okay.
8,000%. 8,000%.
Wow. So it's 80 times worse.
From the, or take 700, and it's now 26,100. It's 1 in 150 children. A year ago, it was 1 in 166 children. And but to put a face on it, and we show that, I'm showing that in this film. The film is for the theatrical release, and will be out in about 6 months. I mean, what's going on with our society is we're going the way of Rome. Rome had lead piping and vessels that held their wines and waters and so forth that departed lead, and it's kind of weakened the nation. And we're having the same thing in our society. We should be living a lot longer than we are now. And one of the fallacies is people say, well, we're living longer now. That's why we have all these diseases. The truth is we're not. The average age in 1900 of life in the United States was 47 to 49. That's the average age, because 25% of the children died before the age of 5.
Oh.
We had no screens in 1900. We had horse manure in the streets. We had no pure water, although our water is abominable today. We didn't have nuclear energy, which is one of the major causes of all kinds of problems. We can go into that. I mean, what's causing all this? And so when you take that away, we're only living 2 or 3 years longer, and we should be living a lot longer. We abuse antibiotics. We lose in hospitals every single year right now in hospitals and nursing homes due to mistakes of doctors, side effects of drugs, bed sores, secondary infections. You go in for one thing and come out with another. We lose in deaths, and these are medical studies. These are not my numbers. These are medical journals. When you add them all up in a meta study, 882,000 deaths a year.
Oh, my God.
That equals, Ken, that equals 5 jumbo jets crashing every single day of the year, 365 days a year. That's how many people die. Jumbo jets crashing every single day, 5. In nursing homes and hospitals alone. And then we say in the movie, one of the doctors says that when you consider the side effects of psychiatric drugs that people take home, it's clearly 1 million people a year are dying. And that's the number one killer today. It's not heart disease. It's not cancer. The number one killer, and these are needless deaths, are in hospitals and nursing homes. The number two killer is cancer now. Cancer has surpassed heart disease. And now, because of nutrition and so forth, we're learning how to live a little better. And the heart disease has fallen. The death rates have fallen below cancer now.
Ah. Well, that's important. So, that's a bit of good news. Are some of your books giving people guidance on how to get better quality food? Because right now so much food is grown with chemicals and pesticides.
Exactly. Our air, food, and water is adulterated. And I'm not doing books anymore. And I stopped doing books. I find that the documentaries give them, they're packed powerful. You've got to see them several times. They're highly dense in information. So I was doing documentaries for cancer and for depression, addiction, and for stem cells. I'd like to go into stem cells a little further because...
Oh, yes, we got started with that and got sidetracked on the environment for a moment. If please, would you continue?
Dr. Steenblok is also doing autologous, and that means going into your bone marrow and taking your own stem cells and giving them back to you through an intravenous injection. He takes them out and puts them into saline solution immediately and puts them into your body. And it's very inexpensive. It only runs about $1,000. And if you go there for a week where he prepares your body for it, the whole thing is $2,500. And you're getting your own stem cells. And I've been on stem cells for at least 15 years. I first did embryonic shark cells out of Mexico. And then I've done the unethical ones, the ones that are so controversial, the embryonic. And the last time, the last two times, I did umbilical cord stem cells. And it really, you know, I look younger than my 80 years, and I have the energy. I'm able to ski pretty good and carry on a very full life.
That bodes well for us when we follow good, healthy living.
That's important, very important. Drinking pure water and showering in pure water. In other words, all the water in your house should be filtered. We get 8 times more toxins through our shower and bath water than we do from our drinking water. And, of course, if you get drinking water in plastic bottles, the plastic bottles impart phthalates and all kinds of bisphenol A and all kinds of caca that comes out of the plastics.
Now, someone had mentioned the polycarbonate. It's a special plastic. Do you know if that one is, or something like that, is okay in terms of non-leaching?
I'm not. The soft bottles that we use for drinking water impart into the water all kinds of chemicals, and these chemicals are highly, and they bioaccumulate in the body, or some of them don't. Some just come into the body and do damage and leave, like bisphenol A out of plastic. It's one of the great endocrine disruptors, and it affects the erectile dysfunction. It affects everything. It's why so many people are on Viagra today. And the thing goes on and on and on. We're being poisoned to death. I want to go into a nuclear energy, because with the shortage of petroleum, the expensive petroleum, people are talking about doing nuclear energy. But I want you all to know that nuclear energy causes cancer and other degenerative diseases. And those areas around nuclear power plants have higher rates of cancer. And these are statistics that are government statistics. They're poo-pooed by the United States government, but they're true. And there's higher rates of childhood cancer. And here's how it works. Forget the fact that there's waste from these nuclear power plants that they don't know what to do with, and how it's going to come back and it's going to come back and whack us, because they don't know how to get rid of the waste. But nevertheless, every nuclear power plant in the United States excludes effluent. You can't see it, smell it, or feel it. It goes up into the sky. It's strontium 90 is one of them. There's about 20 components to this effluent, and it goes up in the sky. The winds take it downwind. The rains bring it to the ground. It goes into the soil. It goes into the grass. The cows eat the grass, and then the strontium 90 goes into the milk. And when a child drinks the milk, or we ice cream, or goes in to water the crops, you know, that are on the ground, and strontium 90 goes into them, and then it goes into our body and converts into yttrium with a Y, yttrium 90, and it goes into our bone marrow and destroys our immune system. And it's one of the reasons why we're going the way of Rome. All these factors are factors that are causing so many problems, including cancer. And yet it's ignored by the U.S. government, because the government wants these nuclear power plants to make nuclear bombs. They used to have the Tooth Fairy Project. And if you want to study anything I'm saying, And I have this in my movie, and we'll have a website with the research concurrent with the movie. But you can go to a website called radiation.org, and you will read all about this with the government statistics. They used to have the Tooth Fairy Project, where the deciduous, the teeth that fall out of children, and they would test the cancerous children versus the non-cancerous children. And inside the teeth, the deciduous teeth of these cancerous children, there are higher rates. There are higher rates of cancer.
Wow.
Higher rates of cancer. And that's a Tooth Fairy Project, and you can read all about that on radiation.org.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's so much information that you've accumulated to help us to become smarter and wiser about health choices. And then I guess now to, with this new movie that you're in the process, to actually alert people to how serious the environmental toxins are.
It's true. And then we talked about the food being of less power and strength, less minerals and vitamins. And that comes about through factory farming, where today, in order to get the same amount of magnesium that we got in carrots in 1940, it takes 4 carrots to get the same amount of magnesium. And in depression and mental health and well-being, feeling comfortable, the magnesium mineral is extremely important. Today it takes 4 carrots to do what 1 carrot did in 1940. And we're not paying attention. And that's why it's so important to have organically grown vegetables, range-grown beef and chicken, without the pesticides and the herbicides. So in my film, for everything that's bad, we give you solutions. And one of the major solutions is not medical. It's political. We've got to stop the way we finance our campaigns. You're reading in the papers today where they're dropping out because they don't have enough money, the millions and millions of dollars to spend for advertising on the radio stations and on the television stations that are freely given by the U.S. government to make some companies extremely rich. They benefit by charging the politicians. The politicians are given money by industry and people who want favors. You know, some people are altruistic, thank God, but most do it for a reason. That's why there are more lobbyists in Washington than there are lawmakers.
Wow.
Our lobbyists and our politicians, not all, some, are being corrupted and being given money to affect what goes on in the United States Department of Agriculture, the FDA, the CDC, Communicative Disease Center. It is astounding. Do you know that Creekstone Meat Packers, premium beef company out of somewhere in Kansas, has to sue the U.S. government because the U.S. Agriculture Department will now allow them to test every single animal that they slaughter for mad cow's disease? They are unable to test every animal. And you know why? Because the United States government Department of Agriculture knows that mad cow's disease is prevalent in our society.
Wow.
Creekstone is suing the U.S. government right now, and in my major movie we cover this, to test every single animal like they do in England,
yes,
like they do in Japan, because they had a problem. They recognize it, but in this country, it's covered up. And I'm here to tell you that Alzheimer's disease, at least 10% and probably more, is due to mad cow's disease. Alzheimer with mad cow's disease. And here's the proof. you Google Alzheimer, mad cow, or Creutzfeldt Jakob, that's how they call mad cow disease, Yale University, autopsies, and up will come a study that 14.4% of the Alzheimer patients that were autopsies at death had Creutzfeldt Jakob, which is a form of mad cow's disease. And there are many, many, many forms or prion types.
Okay.
University of Pittsburgh, they did a study commissioned by the Veterans Administration. With that study, it was a larger study, 5.5% of their patients had Creutzfeldt Jakob. You don't know this. These are government studies, and you don't know it. It's being hidden from the U.S. government by the United States Department of Agriculture. Why? Because the people that run these departments have heads that are put in by the presidency. We have a President Bush who reduced and allowed higher rates of arsenic in the water. The last president put in a decision to lower the amount of arsenic allowed in our drinking water. This guy, George W. Bush, came in, lowered the amount, and not one doctor or one medical organization opened their mouth and said, "Mr. President, how dare you poison the people we are responsible for keeping healthy?" Not one doctor, did you hear? Why?
That's amazing.
Because we in America have the best government money can buy. And so when I was giving you some solutions, we're political. We have Congress, senators, and presidents who are selling us down the river with our health of our children and our children's children. They're not going to have our lives. That's why we must pay attention to the environment. It's as important as global warming. And what Al Gore did for global warming, I'm attempting to do for human survival due to environmental insults.
That's so important.
That's why
that we get this information.
I'm trying to get a hold of Feingold, of McCain-Feingold. You know, they want to have the election laws changed, so, and with money and all that. Because until we have government that pay for all of our elections, and we get the money out of politics, and we get poor people who can run for office, not only rich people, it is vulgar how much money is required to run for political office today. It's astounding. This is not right. Well, people, we don't want to use our tax dollars to pay for this. You know what happens? You end up being poisoned to death and starved to death because these government institutions are not looking out for us. The government institution is selling us down the river, allowing mad cow in our food supply, poisoning our water, allowing all this to happen. We must open our mouths and we must vote and get rid of these corrupt politicians. And it's not Democrat, it's not Republican. I'm an independent because of it. I think you've got to be silly to be either one. But we've got to become political. We've got to wake up. We're being poisoned to death and starved to death. That's what this is all about.
Yeah. Well, like you'd mentioned, great civilization Rome, they didn't pay attention to, of course, something they didn't have research about, environmental toxin, and it brought down their civilization. And now here we are faced with some very serious things. I guess it's important for my listeners, first of all, to utilize this information to make sure that their food, their water, that they are getting healthy items to sustain themselves. And then from beyond that, those that are needing some health advice, to go to your website, burtongoldberg.com, and and take a look at some of this information that you've put out there, and to be able to contact you to be guided. May I give that phone number again?
Please do.
415-725-3555. And, of course, those of you that are... Yeah?
Ken, going back to autism.
Sure.
How do we know? Autism is like the canary in the coal mine. You know, years ago, a lot of people don't remember, but years ago when the miners went into the mines before we had this marvelous measuring equipment for gases, they brought a canary with them. And if the canary fell over, they would run out of the mine because they knew the gas would kill them. Their metabolism was much more sensitive to humans. Well, our children are telling us something's rotten in Denmark.
Yes.
I mean, autism is up 8,000%, 26,000 versus 300. We had 300 in 1970, now it's 26,000 a year with autism. Now, here's how we know, because autism is reversible.
It is?
Autism is reversible. And in
wow.
my movie, we show you how it's done. Because when they remove the poisons from these kids, the kids become normal. And when they're fed, oh, it's complicated. Oh, it's expensive. But it is reversible. You know anybody with autism. You know anybody with cancer. You know anybody with depression. Call them and tell them to get onto my website. And in autism, there's another website called autismanswer.com. autismanswer.com. And it's run by mothers. And there's a wonderful man who just passed away who's been working on this 30 years. His name is Bernard Rimlin. And he came up with DAN, Defeat Autism Now. And that does a marvelous job. In many cases, they are fully recovered. But in some, they're only partially recovered. And then there's Amy Yasko, a scientist up in Maine, who works with the Genome Project by checking the genes. And what happens is these children cannot dump, excrete the poisons. And it comes through the mother's umbilical, and it comes from vaccinations. I mean, when you realize that the flu shot has mercury in it, just like many of the vaccinations these children get, or they eat tuna fish, it goes through the mother and into the child, or they have MSG, monosodium glutamate, to make the food more, enhance the flavor. It's imperative for us to realize what's going on. So it's important for mothers, for grandparents, to know that almost everything is reversible. Really,
wow.
Almost everything. And when I tell you that autism is reversible, and you saw it in my film. I showed you kids before and after.
Yes.
Banging their heads, can't look you in the eye, can't be normal, destroying themselves, destroying anybody around them. They can't excrete these poisons, and they're working on the gene process right now, and they have homeopathics. And so if you have a problem, give out my number. People can guide me, and I'm giving you websites that can guide them. It's autismanswer.com, and you can make a difference in their life. And that goes for Asperger's, and that goes for attention deficit. It's all the same. Attention deficit is much, much less. Asperger's is much, much less in the spectrum of autism. But serious. And the earlier you get these children, the faster you can reverse it, and the better it is. And,
this is so encouraging that these things are available to people, and I don't know who out there may be listening that wants to further this cause, because to have this documentary that you're in process of doing to get more funding so that this information can reach people, and you see the power of a movie, Fahrenheit 9/11, different different of the movies that have been out there that really inform us so powerfully about some of these things. And I can't think of anything that would be more important, because literally our health, our lives are at stake in a toxic environment.
That's very true. We're living in an extremely toxic time, and our heads are in the sand, and we're paying. And when we look at the news, all we see is Anna Marie Smith, or whatever her name was, and her death,
yeah.
And the baby, and Howard K. Smith, the druggie, and it goes on and on and on and on. We're not paying attention. We're being lulled by the media. We're being betrayed by the media. We're being betrayed by the politicians. We're being betrayed by the government. And we're ignorant. And because industry gives money to the politicians, and the politicians do not have. And how do I know this? Because I have interviewed the people at the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, the head scientists. I've interviewed the head scientists at Consumers Union, Consumers Report, you know that magazine.
Yeah.
On all these subjects. We're being poisoned to death and starved to death. And, I mean, they're putting fluoride in water. They're putting fluoride in toothpaste. And it's a poison. You don't think it's a poison, folks? Go to your toothpaste and see on the box. There's a big notification box. And it says, if your child swallows this, call the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. It's a poison. Fluoride is a rat poison. There's no difference in the children's cavities in fluoridated areas and non-fluoridated areas. Let me give you examples. Toronto and Vancouver, Canada. There are higher rates in fluoridated Toronto than non-fluoridated Vancouver. Kingston, New York, and Newburgh, New York. One fluoridates, the other one doesn't fluoridate. Same amount of cavities. And in Canada, there's more in the fluoridated areas. But you do have fluoridosis, spots on children's teeth. That's from too much fluoride. And it goes into your bones, and it's doing the same thing to your bones. And yet, somehow or other, the dentists are totally ignorant here. Google fluoride and read about it.
Yeah,
don't
Bert,
use
I'm
fluoride. I don't.
Would you be available? Because there's so much more. Would you be able to come back at our next program in a week?
Of course.
I think we're just kind of getting started here, and our time is just about up.
Well, you call me, and I'll be glad to come back and join you anytime you want me.
Okay, because, I mean, this information is so important, and I know there's a lot more to share, so I'll work out arrangements, and my beloved listeners, I hope that you've been taking notes.
Do you have any call-ins?
We do, some of the time, and let's see. Now, the number is 415-725-3555 to reach Dr. Burton Goldberg. And also,
by the way, I'm not a medical doctor. I have an honorary doctorate in humanities.
Okay.
I got
so
it from a medical school for a doctor of humanities. It's I got it from a medical school for some of the lives I saved. I happen to save through my work the life of the chairman of the board of the medical school, and they gave me the honor of an honorary doctorate.
Well, there you go. That's important. And the website again, burtongoldberg.com, and I invite you folks to take a look at my website, advancedliving.com, for more healthy things. And I just want to say God bless you, Burton, for all you're doing, and my beloved listeners, God be with you, that we pay heed to these things and band together for our health and well-being. I wish you a blessed week. Burton, thank you again, and I'll look forward to having you on the show very soon.
God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let go and let God. Let myself.